The biggest challenge for many leaders is to stop rescuing. For example, avoiding difficult conversations. And when we as leaders avoid difficult conversations, sometimes it's because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. So you rescue them from the pain by not having the conversation. And in effect, you also rescue yourself from taking the responsibility of leadership. There are always consequences of rescuing. And I often say that the conversation you avoid today is going to be the lawsuit you're dealing with 10 years later. Let me read something from a former client that had inherited a disruptive employee, and eventually it ended up in a lawsuit. This is what she wrote. I'm just about at the end of a year-long process of managing a disruptive employee. The situation ended up with lawyers involved and should reach a settlement today. It's been a painful process, and this has been tolerated for 18 years. This employee was occasionally talked to but was considered a high performer, so was allowed to carry on. And in the process, this hurt many patients, family, and staff along the way. Addressing a high performer is difficult. If this ever happened again, I would move away. I would change jobs, as this has been negative and unpleasant, and this process has taken a toll on me and my team and the employee. I didn't realize how hard emotionally and mentally it would be. Now let's talk about the organizational impact of rescuing and how to identify rescuing behaviors from your leaders.